said that day is just meat.
Ow! Oh, bloody hell.
We can't let you go until we're sure that you're impotent or...
Hey!
Sorry, poor choice of words. Until we know that you're...
Flaccid?
I hope everyone's having a great holiday season. New Year's Eve is slowly approaching us. Hope everyone is going to be careful. This is NakedSpike.com, the podcast that is devoted to the live journal community of Naked Spike. I encourage all of you to go visit the live journal community of Naked Spike. Go leave feedback on a lot of the icons that you see, the man nips, they're great. They've been some wonderful prezzies out there for everybody. Some great stories. Leave feedback for all of the authors. There's so many I want to read on here. It's where do I begin? It's so exciting. I'm bringing you a story today from Burn Kitty. This one is titled The Cranky Vampire and the Bumbling Fool. It was a naked number challenge. I'm a little behind. And this one is about Halloween. And it was cute. I really, really liked it. It was funny. Here we go. Spike hated when Giles did this to him. He knew how much he hated Xander, how he drove him up the wall by the simplest gesture of opening his mouth. It was Halloween, and Giles had insisted that they go do one more sweep before calling it a night. Even though it was an unspoken demon rule that Halloween was their day off, Giles was having none of it. Giles had claimed that he had some news from a source that a group of demons were nesting in an abandoned church across town. He wanted Spike to go check it out. Well, more like telling him to go check it out. Buffy was refusing to leave the house after her last few experiences with Halloween. And if it wasn't for the fact that Spike was trying to do everything in his power to show her that he could be good, he would have told the Watcher and the rest of them to shove it and deal with what he pleased. Then the stupid whelp had picked a fight with him on purpose, in his opinion, and because he had said only one tiny thing that upset him, Giles had forced him to take Xander. So here they were, standing in front of the abandoned church, none too happy about it either. Xander was a few feet behind him, and Spike took a chance to try and sense anything. He sniffed the air, trying to pick up any scents with no avail. "Hurry up, Harris. By the time you get here, they'll all be gone." He was dragging his feet, almost tripping over a tree branch. Spike bit back a laugh. "I'm coming. Keep your pants on," Xander grumbled, shifting his pants up higher on his hips. "Like you could get them off in the first place," Spike retorted. Spike was quite certain that Giles had one sick sense of humor. Why else would he make him take Xander with him? He knew he couldn't stand him. From now on, he was going to make sure he never went with Xander anywhere again. It was the worst than ever having hot poker shoved through your torso. Xander retorted, eyebrows raised expectantly. Spike sighed. He just wanted to get this over and done with. "I said nothing, okay? I said nothing. Now, can we please go in there and check this out?" Spike scanned the area, looking for any clues that demons might have been there. He couldn't find any. Nothing that seemed out of place. Not even a leaf. It was odd, but not unusual, as they might be accessing the church through the sewers. "Listen, I'm going inside to take a better look. Giles said I had to take you with me, but he didn't say you had to be with me. So be a good little whelp and stay out here till I'm done, okay?"
"What did you say?"
Spike turned to the church, shuddering at the prospect of entering. Even after 100 years, being in the mere presence of the skybound holy building still spooked him. "I am not staying out here, Spike. You hear? There is no way." Xander's eyes blazed with anger as Spike hung his head in defeat. He knew if he didn't take him in, he would go running back to Buffy and her Watcher. He didn't fancy an arse kicking right now, even if it was with Buffy. He was trying to show that he could be nice after all. Fine, Spike sighed, but stay close. Don't want to be looking back and telling everyone that you got yourself killed because you didn't do what I told you, all right? Spike watched triumphantly as Xander gritted his teeth. Success at last. Spike turned his attentions back on the task at hand of talking to himself more than Xander. He said, "There doesn't seem to be any sign of any demons here, being here. If there's anything, it would be inside. There." Spike nodded his head towards the crumbling building before moving toward the broken door, which was barely holding on by its rusty hinges. Looking up, Spike noticed the big cross above his head and took a moment to think about what would happen if it fell. It would burn like hell itself, he imagined. "You scared, Spikey boy?" Spike gritted his teeth, biting back his reply. Instead, he pulled one of the old, worn door hinges with one firm tug. They creaked with resistance, moaning with age. "Ladies first," Spike motioned, stepping aside. Xander shot him a dirty look before stepping around him and into the abandoned building. Spike bit back a smile. This could actually be quite entertaining. Spike walked in. The remains of what looked like a foyer lingered before him. The small space was littered with smashed holy books and forgotten handouts, rotted bookshelves that leaned into one another for support, and fancy woven tapestries, now full of holes and faded with age, hung from the dirty stone wall. He could see Xander ahead of him, stepping into the chapel. A loud crash sounded, followed by Xander crying out. Any element of surprise they had was gone. Spike could see that he had tripped over a small table, where a large urn would have once sat. It was now lying on its side, not far from Xander's body that was sprawled out on the floor. "Jesus, Harris, open your bloody eyes. I can't see a thing. It's dark in here," Xander whined. Spike rolled his eyes, looking around for something to help Xander see. He wasn't going to get anything done if he was running into everything in the dark. He spied a discarded altar candle lying on the floor and snatched it up. This would help the clumsy idiot see where he was going. Spike quickly fished out his Zippo and flicked it open, a hot orange flame dancing in front of his eyes. Once the candle was lit, Spike flicked the Zippo closed and placed it back in his pocket. Xander stood, his eyes trained on the flickering flame. "Here," Spike shoved the candle into Xander's hand before walking past him into the chapel. The vampire was slightly aback by the ruined state it was in. The once neatly arranged benches where people once sat were now turned and smashed, a far cry from what they used to be. More books were fanned out across the floor, pages spilled, rotting in heaps on the floor. Still, Spike could find no sign of any demon gang ever being there. Not even a tiny whiff of even one demon. It was disappointing. He really wanted to hurt something. Xander, more out of curiosity than investigation or guts, stepped up to the crumbling preacher's podium, examining a shelf of candles. Even though dust covered them, it was plain to see that they were very well used because of the melted wax that had hardened and held them in place. Xander bowed his head, almost in prayer. Spike stepped over a smashed bench, searching the room for something, anything that would explain why Giles thought there were a bunch of demons wanting to set up base in the church. There was nothing here. Spike looked up at one of the rafters, almost hearing all of the unanswered prayers echoed through the air. At that moment, Spike realized that someone might be having him on, like a certain little blonde slayer. Nothing had set foot in this church in years. He just might get that fight after all. "Oi, whelp, there's nothing here." Xander jumped, almost dropping the candle. The flame flickered madly as he tried to make sure it didn't slip from his grasp. He scanned over the open book on the podium before Spike had interrupted him. Not that Spike cared. It was just a book.
Don't call me that.
And what do you mean there's nothing here?
I mean there's nothing here, you idiot. Now let's go.
I've got things to do.
Like what? Sniffing Buffy's clothes?
Spike growled, warning the fragile human before him not to push it any further. Being this stupid person he was, though, Xander couldn't help himself to have another swipe at the vampire.
Ooh, cat got your tongue there, Spikey.
Xander didn't see the broken bench come flying towards him. The large shard of wood only narrowing missing his head, the candle extinguished, leaving him in the darkness once more as the bench shattered against the wall behind Xander.
Next time I won't miss, Harris.
Spike's voice was barely above a whisper, but Xander heard him loud and clear. Why he'd agree to come out with Spike by himself, he had no idea. He knew Buffy had talked him into it, though. With her eyelashes batting and small flirtatious smiles, saying that Spike needed someone male to confide in, talk to. Like Spike was going to confide in him, or even talk to him? It had been a complete waste of time, like he knew it would be.
Let's get back to HQ.
We need to report back, Spike chipped in a lighter tone. Xander could be heard grumbling about his distaste of the situation, following Spike out the abandoned church the best he could, trying not to trip over every damn thing in between him and the door. He could hear Spike laughing at him, taunting him about his lack of coordination and his inability to see. But Xander was determined not to ask him for help. He had his pride, after all. Just as Xander stepped out of the church, he felt his foot catch on a loose board, hitting the ground with a loud thud. Xander groaned. Spike whipped around, pointed, and laughed at Xander's expense. Xander forced himself to take a deep breath and stand, brushing the few stray leaves that clung to his shirt. No matter how much Buffy begged him, he was never doing anything for her ever again, especially if it involved a certain blonde vampire. Who was he kidding? He knew he'd be doing the donut run tomorrow just because Buffy asked him to. Spike's words cut through his thoughts, making his blood boil at Spike's snugness.
Hey, Xander, you got 2 left feet. Not good for dancing, that.
Spike grinned victoriously before walking away, not waiting for Xander to follow. Xander knew there was a reason why he hated Halloween. Something shitty always happened every year, and this year had been no different. I hope you enjoyed this story by Burn Kitty. Please go on to the LiveJournal community of Naked Spike, leave some feedback, let her know what a great story it was, and visit some of the other stories and the other art, the icons, the man nips, everything that's there is just so wonderful. Everybody needs to go. And if y'all want to hear this on iTunes, I need everybody to bombard iTunes and let them know that you want it on that feed. So I will be talking to you later. Have a great new year, and everyone be careful, and have a good one.
I'm saying that Spike had a little trip to the vet, and now he doesn't chase the other puppies anymore.
I may be love's bitch, but at least I'm man enough to admit it.
What are you looking at?
The man I love.